Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
And now it's time for the Sports Kings from Queens.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
German? Forget it, he's rolling.
And it ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough... The tough get going. Who's with me? Let's go. Come on.
Greetings, sports fans. We are the Sports Kings from Queens. I'm Gino, joined by Kevin and Darren. Today is Friday, May 23rd, episode 171. You know how to get to us. You know how to see us. You know how to catch us. Join Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. We're going right into it. Knicks down 2-0 after tonight's disgraceful loss. Looks like they had nothing in the fourth quarter. I can't take this team the way they play some of these games. Listen, Siakam was unstoppable the entire first quarter. But the fourth quarter, it was like they had nothing going. They couldn't get anything going. There was never a run. And now they're in the hole 2-0. We'll recap the games. But, guys, reaction as of right now?
I mean, you know. For those of you who are not watching, you know, I am making the choke symbol. Tyrese Haliburton, you know, Tyrese, F you. That pissed me off. It only tied the game. But anyway, game one was one that just, I mean, God, that was brutal. 14-point lead with under three minutes left. How the hell do you blow that lead?
250 to be exact.
250 to be exact. Thank you, Gino.
You missed a couple of foul shots, Kev, and you're poorly coached down the stretch. I'm sorry, but I got a lot of problems with Tibbs these first two games. But
I'll let Kev
finish his point. I'm sorry.
Like you said, you hit on the key things. It was the missed foul shot by OG, missed foul shot by Cat, a couple of turnovers by Brunson in the fourth quarter, which you usually don't see. Couple of ones that he was very lucky on that were not turnovers. I mean, he seemed to be a little loose with the ball in game one. Haliburton stepped back. He thought it was a three, wound up being two because the toes on the line. I've never seen a shot hit the back of the rim, go up all the way up to the top of the shot clock and come back straight down through. Even the fourth quarter, I mean, even in overtime, Knicks looked like they were recovering. They were up four. And that goaltend call, or non-goaltending call, I mean, the ball hits back, ball hit the backboard, and then it's blocked. That's a goaltend. The referees blew that one. Indiana took advantage, and Pacers steal game one. And then tonight was just a dreadful fourth quarter by the Knicks. Just no offensive execution.
I'm more upset about tonight than game one. I got to be honest. No, I mean, there is an element of randomness to game one that you can't quantify anyway.
You can't blow a 14-point lead with 250 left.
Kev,
I can quantify it for you, nice and easy, Gino. But I'll let you finish. Kev,
what was the record? Zero and
970. Down by 14 in the final 250 of regulation or less with 27 in the last 27 postseasons. So there is an element of randomness to it. They played, listen, other than the last 4 minutes of that game, they played a very good game. They got contributions from everybody in game one.
But it's a freaking 48-minute game.
I agree. Listen, I agree. But there is, and I know you hate this, but there is an element of randomness to game one. There is.
No. Gino, I'm going to tell you why
my bigger problem is game one can't happen.
Yeah, I'm more pissed about game one. I'm going to tell you why game one can't happen, Gino. Okay, you have a three-point lead. First of all, Brunson drives into the paint when they're just trying to kill the clock, throws a bad bounce pass to OG. Rather than OG just trying to claim it, he tries to shoot it. They lose the ball on that. You don't foul with 12.4 seconds left up three. Let them hit the three. You take the last shot. You can't lose that game in regulation. That's bad coaching. I'm sorry. That's a joke. And the fact that Van Gundy and Miller don't know any better when they're doing the announcing of the game is pathetic. You don't foul that early. That was a goddamn joke. Nobody's talking about it. You can't lose that game in regulation. And they were a toe away from losing the freaking game in regulation because they were poorly coached down the stretch. You don't foul that early. Make them earn the three. Let them take the two. If you end up missing your foul shots, if they miss a shot, you get the rebound and miss your foul shot, so be it. Otherwise, you're taking the last shot of the game. There should have been no shot that Indiana had a chance to win it. That takes away your freaking randomness. Sorry. Bad coaching, bad bounce pass by Brunson, and stop with the freaking high pick and roll in the last 4 minutes of the game. They double team him every single time. He's the shortest guy on the court. He can't get through it. He can't. He got lucky twice in the fourth quarter of game one. This is Tibbs calling for high pick and rolls. Stop. Get him off the freaking ball. Let Bridges sit up top. Let Hart sit up top. What the hell are you doing? You're putting your best player in a position where he can't be the guy that scores. So you want to tell me random? I say bull. I say bad coaching. I say bad execution. Livid. Livid. And the fact that Reggie and Van Gundy are celebrating the foul with 12.4, are you two the biggest morons ever to walk the face of the earth? There's 12.4 seconds. And the stupid rule in the NBA that they've had for 40 years where you can inbound it at the half court because the first 46 minutes doesn't count. Only the last 2 minutes where the losing team has the best chance. Another joke, but it was gone because the last timeout was used already. So you don't have to do it anymore. That's why I'm mad. Because they actually put themselves in a position to lose. You can't put yourself in a position to lose. The goaltend, horrible call. But the double team and the high pick and roll, play after play after play, when they can't get past it, is a freaking joke. Gino?
I get it. I get everything you're saying. Except
I've been holding it for two freaking days.
Listen, except, and I know you guys hate it, but listen, the exception is that it took down by 14 where teams have basically 970 times never come back, and it took a shot that hit the back and bounced completely sky high and dropped back into the bucket just to get it to overtime. And but I get it. There are plenty of things
from beating
to
you, Gino. Listen, there are from beating you,
Darren. There are plenty of things to blame in that as to why Tibbs. It happened. I get it, but
just Tibbs.
To me, that's fine.
Purely but, Tibbs.
Listen, there's plenty of things.
Tibbs,
but there is an element of randomness to it, and it happens. I can get
actually,
past
you know,
one.
You know what's funny? It doesn't happen. You
game
just gave
two?
Me stats.
It's never happened before.
It doesn't happen.
It's so never it happened before.
So don't tell me it happens when it
does.
Doesn't happen. It happened, but it doesn't happen.
Okay, but a 16 beats a 1 sometimes. It happens. Things happen like that you can't get past. It's randomness. It happens. But the problem is that tonight is the problem.
What's the problem? Tibbs decided not to play Cat in the fourth quarter. So when they fell behind by 10 and still didn't bring him in, when they started doing hack Mitchell, and when he already had turned his ankle and was showing that he wasn't getting the rebounds in the fourth quarter like he was in the first half. Anybody else notice that? Or was it just me that watched that part of the game?
No.
Oh, we don't need the offense on the court right now. Why Ananobi hits a couple shots early and then we don't even see him for the rest of the freaking game? He doesn't shoot a ball until late in the fourth quarter again. I don't understand what goes on with this team. I don't understand. The fact that I have to watch Cameron Payne play?
Towns had 35 in game one. He had 20 in game two.
Yeah, how many in the second half, Jake?
I don't know why he didn't play. They didn't play.
I know why he didn't play because Tibbs is on that sideline.
Okay.
They fell behind 110 to 100. He didn't make a move.
28 minutes. Why is the Cat playing 28 minutes?
He takes ill-advised threes that you don't want to see. He takes horrible freaking floaters that, but some of them go in. but at least he's an offensive weapon. But when he's not on the court, the double team is so easy on Brunson. And then the fact is that, I don't know. I mean, I texted you guys before the game. Bridges has to score 22. He got 20, so I missed. He actually kind of was the second scorer, but you needed Cat to be there too. You needed them to be the third scorer, and it just didn't happen. I don't know. I watched this team tonight, and you know what? What you see is Indiana just has more weapons offensively. They just do. They just are a little smoother team. And the fact is that late in that game, at least three offensive rebounds off deflections that kept possessions alive for Indiana. And they're a bad offensive rebounding team. But they came up with offensive rebounds because the Knicks couldn't grab them. And that was another problem. They finally were getting stops, and they could not grab the defensive board. And you know what? It's just frustrating when you get out beaten out on hustle plays. And they got beaten out on hustle plays. And these guys, these idiots are talking tonight about the foul. Don't give up a 4-point play. You're up five. What does it freaking matter? Yeah. It's like, what am I listening to? Why do I have to listen to Stan Van Gundy ever? He's a freaking idiot. He's been awful as a head coach. He's been awful as an announcer in college, awful as an announcer in the pros. Yet somehow, someway, they keep dusting this idiot off, so I have to hear him, right? It's freaking horrendous.
They see the name Van Gundy and think he's good.
And the thing is, the only thing worth watching is Kevin Harlan. You know, Reggie's trying not to root for the Pacers. He's trying to say nice things about the Knicks. So I can't even crush him on it. He's trying to compliment Brunson. He's trying, but you know he's rooting for the Pacers. Oh, and then and I can't blame him. You know, if I played for the Pacers all those years, I'd be rooting for him too. The guys in the studio don't like the Knicks either, really, but that's okay. Chuck and Shaq are funny. You give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
But my goodness, the third quarter, they let the pace of the game get out of control. They couldn't stop them. We've scared Gino off. Gino has left the building. It's just me and you, Kev.
It was like a randomness. The random.
I had that bottled up. I had that bottled up for 2 days, Kevin. 2 days. So, Kev, tell me about the fourth quarter tonight while we wait for Gino to rejoin us.
Well, just the lack of offensive execution. Too many easy baskets. I mean, still see so many open threes by the Pacers. I mean, there's no closeout on the threes. These are easy threes that they're giving up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no pressure on them. I mean, the first two games here, we talked about it Wednesday night on our podcast, how well the Pacers shoot. The first two games, they've shot from the field in total 51% and 51.8%. This is a good shooting team.
They're knocking everything down.
And when you leave them wide open, it's just ridiculous. I mean, in game one, my God, when he was hitting four straight threes.
Neesmith,
when he hit four straight threes, they were like practice-type threes.
Yeah, they were going underneath the screen. They were giving him the shot, you know. And back at their hiatus is one Gino. But you're right. They were doing shots under the screen.
Yep.
And then you're sitting there watching them play was it Wednesday night? Yeah, Wednesday night was game
Wednesday
one.
Wednesday was game one.
Yeah, yeah. And you're watching that game down the stretch, and you just can't help but notice that for some reason looked like Bridges was on skates. Every time somebody was driving, it seemed like he was sliding. Like he couldn't grip the ground. And Anunoby, who's known as this defensive stalwart, was kind of just getting beaten on the pick and roll all night. And you're like, what the heck is going on? And Hart seemed like he was getting beaten on back cuts. And, you know, as much as I was picking on Gino before, and I was just teasing, because there is some randomness to it. I just had so much bottled up about game one, Gino, and you had to get my full wrath on it. But
Gino, you proved tonight, you know, the random internet outage, the random loss of signal there, the random dropping out of the podcast.
That was random.
That was totally random.
That it looked like the defense wasn't really in. They thought they had the game won.
Oh.
And they stopped playing.
Yeah.
And Neesmith, he can say whatever he wants, that he was this great shooter at Ole Miss. He wasn't. He was okay. I mean, but he was never somebody he was scared of when he watched him in college. He was a good player. He wasn't a great player. I don't know what you want me to tell you. But in that game, he couldn't miss.
Open.
he was 8 for 9. Halliburton hit a couple threes tonight that didn't even touch the net.
Yeah,
it was so silky smooth that they just went in. I'm like, did that just swish in? Like, yeah, it went in. I was like, didn't even touch the net a couple of them.
Iron,
I'm like,
nothing, just. Gino, your thoughts on the fourth quarter tonight?
We went over our fourth quarter, but G, I know how disappointed you were, and you were texting about it. So please,
it was horrible. I felt like they had no rhythm. I felt like they were never able to put any kind of little offensive spark together to start coming back in this game. I mean, you're down at one point. You're down 10. You know, a couple of baskets, okay, fine. They're down 6. And then Siakam just takes over in the middle, 2 points in the foul, and all of a sudden it's 9, and you just listen, I think a big part of it was the fact that Towns was not out there. I think that's a big part of it, but you know, I was very disappointed in their fourth quarter play tonight. They have to be better than that. Home, road, doesn't matter. They have to be better than that if they're going to win, period. Forget about this team, that team. Doesn't matter. You know, the fourth quarter tonight may be the worst fourth quarter I've seen them play. It's in the playoffs. They were like lackluster tonight. And as bad as they played the last 4 minutes of game one in regulation, they were horrible the whole fourth quarter tonight. So if they're going to come back in the series, they have to play better than that. They just have to. And you
right
know,
now they're lucky they win a game.
Yeah. They're
playing right now.
I mean, you're hoping now you need to get one there to bring it back. Right. You're hoping you get game three, and then you try to get game four here and bring it back 2-2, and then we're back even. But you know, they're 5-1 on the road in the playoffs so far, so you know, maybe it sparks them a little bit. But you know, they can't be this lackluster in the fourth quarter. They just can't be. Otherwise, this is going to be a quick series. It's just going to be quick.
Game three is the entire series.
Yeah,
literally, game three is the entire series. Now, if the Knicks don't win game three, the series is over. Obviously, they would fall down 3-0. But if they win game three, all of a sudden everything could go back to on point. The Pacers have been a little worse offensively at home than they have been on the road, much like the Knicks. It's just, you know, I mean, and the Pacers have, you know, we talked about it on Wednesday. They've done really well at the Garden. They've done really well in playoff series against the Knicks. They don't seem to be nervous about it. And when Reggie did the choke sign, the Pacers lost that series. So hopefully it comes back to bite Halliburton too. And I didn't like seeing that, but at the same point in time, you know, they get to laugh because they won. What are we going to do?
I mean, the thing that pissed me off about that the most probably is that, yeah, he's repeating what Reggie did. Reggie, I think, was spur of the moment. He had that whole rivalry with Spike Lee. And that choke, I think, was directed at Spike Lee.
Probably.
Halliburton, this was planned. He was waiting to break this out. I mean, you know, and then, you know, he makes a choke symbol. I was praying the Knicks would win just to shove in his face the fact that he's making a choke symbol on a shot that wound up only tying the game.
No, absolutely.
I was really hoping that he could have beat him
I love when Kev gets pissed about random stuff like the choke side. Not the fact that the Knicks blew this both freaking games.
Oh, well, I was pissed about that. The jokes on. There was little things that add up to it too. I mean,
you get the Irish out and Kevin, he starts going nuts.
By the way, Siakam tonight, 39 points. He was 15 for 23. He had 6 free throws that he put in. But listen, they had Hart guarding him for a good part of this game, and he's going to go right past Hart on a lot of these just because of his height. I mean, they're going to have to do something with him. You can't let him have 39.
Well, I mean, the matchup should be Anunoby.
Yeah.
It actually has to be. But the Pacers, unlike the Knicks, have Halliburton at the top, who's 6'6", that's looking over that, you know, that high pick and roll double team. while Brunson's 6'2", trying to dribble through it with balls bouncing off his legs or other people's legs half the time. It's not his fault. He's trying to dribble low. He's trying to get through. But he also knows he's the only guy that's going to hit the shot. And it becomes really evident that he's pressing. You saw the last shot of the game, man. You know, I mean, the second last shot of the game. Where it's down, he's down three. He's coming down. He's so afraid he's going to get fouled. He pulls up from, I don't know, 29, 30. Curry range. And, you know, and he missed badly. And, and you know, the funny part is that rather than have the ball in his hands bringing it up, let somebody else bring it up and bring him off a double screen and let's see if he can hit it. If he doesn't, he doesn't. But at least give him a chance. And in game one, when he had the chance, he shot the air ball.
Yeah.
You know, and so did Towns. You know, it's like, you know, it's, you know, I don't know. The team has not performed up to the level that any of us expected, especially in New York. And listen, they're the higher seed. They can't get embarrassed in this series. They have to go out and win game three, and they have to go out and win game four. It's that simple. They have to come back 2-2. There's otherwise it's over. They're not gonna come back if they're down 3-1.
Sunday night at Indiana is the next game.
Yep.
Out west, we got OKC up 2-0 on Minnesota. They've held serve, won both their home games. First one they won by 26. Game two, they won by 15. When they clamped down on their defense, they seem to just locking Minnesota down right now. Even if Randall starts hot, they clamped down in that fourth quarter. Forget it.
Randall wasn't good in game two. He was good in game one.
Yeah, game one.
I mean, the calls SGA gets are so pathetic. I got to tell you, he's become my new least favorite player in the NBA. I don't even know how he gets these calls. And the NBA allows it and wants it. The only way you're going to ever stop it is by teeing up the guy that flops, and they won't do it, and they won't do it at all. And he's getting away with murder out there. Brunson's getting mugged going through the paint tonight. And listen, so was Indiana, by the way. It's not a one-way street. Toppin on the dunk the other night got fouled. They didn't call that on the dunk that gave him the lead. I'm not saying that the Knicks are one-sided, but Brunson's a star that doesn't get a call. SGA goes in untouched, grabs the guy's arm, and they give him the call. They're a hard team to watch. Yeah. I mean, I really thought I was looking forward to watching Oklahoma City. I didn't watch them much. I watched them a few times, but I never really paid that close attention. Oh, my God, this team is brutal to watch. I mean, they're very talented, very skilled, but, oh, they get away with murder. And you said it. The refs call it. Well, little Kev said it. But Big Kev
said it. Yes.
Repeated it on the show.
Little Kev, he's bigger than me.
Yeah, exactly.
Young Kev, younger Kev.
Little Kev. Nah, younger Kev. I mean, and the refs have been giving him everything he wants.
Yep. Every little thing, he complains, he gets a call.
Man, I mean, right now, Minnesota's got to do the same thing. They have to win both at home, otherwise this series is over. Yeah, hard to imagine that the championship doesn't go through OKC, G.
Yeah. No, and, I can't.
And, you know, well, this is the NBA MVP we're talking about.
Yeah,
Jokic only had a monumental season. Why would he get the MVP?
Jokic, 7-footer, the first one to be top 3 points, top 3 rebounds, top 3 assists. But he's not the MVP. No.
Yeah, I love the NBA.
That's called Jokic has won enough MVPs. We're going to give it to somebody else. That's what this came down to.
SGA was really good this year, Kev.
So was Jokic.
He was really good.
I understand. I'm just saying.
But Jokic was better. Was
really good.
And Jokic was better.
Okay.
Without Jokic, that Denver team's a 500 team.
Okay.
Listen, both guys, Gino, I'm not saying that SGA was not a deserving guy, but Jokic had like an historical type of year.
SGA would have been my number two pick for the MVP. But.
Okay. Sunday game three, anything?
No team has ever come back in the Eastern Conference Finals trailing, losing the first two games at home. So a little bit of a monumental task. But according to my friend Gino, it could be random.
The randomness will let the Knicks win the next two and win the series.
Now we're both picking on you. Doesn't it suck?
Just game one. There is some randomness to it. I will tell you one thing that I did like about tonight is that they kept Brunson out of foul trouble. because game one, when he had five fouls, he was like, he looked like he was like giving everything up. He had no, there was no intensity to try to do anything in game one. Tonight, he ended up with only three fouls, and you could see the difference. So that was
beat him to the paint a couple of times in the fourth quarter and game one. No, absolutely, yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, listen, we're going to see what happens. Quick NBA recap through the first two games. If the Knicks win one of these games, we'll do another one of these. We'll see how it goes. But, you know, any final thoughts, Kev, before we wrap it up?
Like you said, must win game three.
Gotta get game three on Sunday, and then let's hope they can get game four.
And that's pretty much it. We are the Sports Kings from Queens. Darren here with Kevin, here with Gino, talking about the wonderful, wild, and wacky world of sports. A wacky world where I wanted Tibbs fired during the early part, but he won the second round. Thought he was saving his job. Now, watching him through the first two games, I've been nothing but disappointed. And please, by the grace of God, don't make me have to listen to Stan Van Gundy again. Watch this podcast anywhere you can get a podcast, whether it be an Apple product, Spotify, TuneIn, whatever it is. You know, we want to see New York do well. We're rooting for the Knicks. We hope you are too. Download the podcast and may your sports be with you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.